Seth Jones joins us now. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Good. Nice to have you back in the program. It's Hockey Central in the Noon with Darren Millard, Jeff Merrick, and former Canadian Olympian Todd Alushko won a silver medal back in 1994. We were talking earlier about this this great Team North America concept. Do you think it would be weird if you play Team USA?
I think so. I mean, I've been, you know, I've played international tournaments with USA, you know, starting with the development program, you know, when I was 15, 16, 17 years old. So, you know, I played under 18 and 20 with US, so it's going to be a bit strange, you know, playing them. I'm sure it'll be the same for the Canadian guys if we get a chance to face Team Canada.
You have, Seth, some really fast skaters coming down on you on two-on-one drills, on two-on-two drills, on any drills. Which player on your team terrifies you the most going to the outside?
The most so, man. I mean, it's hard to say. There's so many, you know, talented guys as defensemen right now. We're just worried about getting the puck to them as quick as possible and not messing around with it. That's going to give us the best chance probably. They have a lot of skill. Obviously, Connor has got a lot of skill. You know, you see a guy like Matthews, who hasn't even played a game yet in the NHL, and you see the kind of talent that he has as well. So I think we're young. We have, you know, young, fresh legs, and we're going to use our speed to our advantage.
Seth, you know, success at these international tournaments, whether it's the World Juniors, the World Cup, the Olympics, usually comes to the team that gels the quickest and has the most chemistry right out of the gate. Mm-hmm. How does this team get to that point, especially when you look beside you and you see a teammate that's been a bitter international rivalry basically since you've been playing competitive hockey?
Yeah, exactly. It is a bit strange, you know, with, you know, guys that, you know, you're taught to, you know, not hate, but, you know, serious rivalry, you know. So that started when I was, you know, 16 years old, all the way under 20s. So, you know, I think everyone wants to win here, though, and everyone understands, you know, what we're going up against. You see a lot of these, you know, Canada, U.S., and pretty much every other team who, you know, a lot of these guys have been playing Olympics and international tournaments for a long time now. So I think it was important, you know, the past couple of days we've had, you know, a couple team dinners trying to get some bonding away from the rink. And I think the more we come together as a unit, that'll translate our game on the ice. So I think that's very important chemistry-wise going into the tournament.
Halifax Mooseheads versus Portland Winterhawks, Colorado Avalanche versus Columbus Blue Jackets once again, and now on the same team, Seth Jones married to Nathan MacKinnon.
Yeah, we've had an interesting history, obviously. You know, what a time at the Memorial Cup. You know, obviously, they had great games, him and Drew, and, you know, but good game there in the final. Too bad we couldn't pull it out, but it's funny, you know, you're kind of with guys the same age. It seems like you keep running to them, you know, a little bit more than other guys. So, you know, obviously I'm happy to be alongside playing with a talented player like him.
Yeah, Seth, we're saying in these tournaments, like just kind of a follow-up, you always seem to create lifelong friendships. You know, this is going to be unique because it's Canada and U.S. together. Is there someone in that dressing room that you've battled? I know we just talked about Nathan, but that you've battled in the past, that you've always disliked playing against, but now you can say, hey, this guy isn't so bad, and you can see yourself hanging out with this guy away from the rink?
That's a good question. You know, I would probably take it back to my WHL days. There are a few guys that I played against. See, off the top of my head, I'm not sure. Obviously, you know, you play against guys and you're going to battle. You know, it's everyone's competitive. Doesn't matter. You know, even if you're friends with somebody, you're going to battle against them. And, you know, even here in practice, the two practices or three practices that we've had already have been extremely competitive. You know, putting friendships aside right now and with, you know, where we need to be in this tournament and where we need to go. You know, we'll take these three exhibition games and try to get our feet moving.
We're running out of time here, but did you hear what John Tortorella, your coach in Columbus, had to say about athletes not standing during the national anthem?
I did. I actually saw that on social media yesterday.
What was your reaction?
I think it's obviously it's fair. I mean, you know, that's obviously his way of doing it. You know, obviously they're comparing it to the whole Colin Kaepernick thing, but, you know, he's got a right to believe whatever he wants. And, you know, obviously I have no problem. You know, you're not going to see anything from any of us, obviously, with torts. So I think I have no problem with that. I'm sure none of the guys do either.